Please rise for the processional hymn, number 805, Lead On, O King Eternal. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead and made us alive together in Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The hymn of praise is number 858. Praise to the Lord Almighty.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Please join me in the prayer of the day. O God, you know your sheep by name and lead us to safety through the valleys of death. Guide us by your voice that we may walk in certainty and security to the joyous feast prepared in your house. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. The first reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with gladness and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord. Okay, we are not going to read this psalm responsively. We are going to read it all together because it's one of my favorites, and you get to join me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The second reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 25. Commendable thing if, being aware of God, a person endures pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do good and suffer for it, this is a commendable thing before God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that having died to sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel for today, the fourth Sunday of Easter, is from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in any other way, is a thief and bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes in only to steal and kill. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord Christ. Please be seated. Today's sermon has been taken from other pastors' notes and sermons and from information from Augusta, the Masters. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. Good Shepherd Sunday in the Masters is the title of my sermon. On this Sunday, the Gospel is from John 10, which is such a small part of the whole story. It's almost like we walk into a movie theater and watch 10 minutes of it in the middle and think we have seen the entire movie. So today I'll briefly tell you the whole story along with how the Masters is a metaphor. This story really begins in the last verse of chapter 8 when Jesus says to the Jews, "I tell you the truth, before Abraham was born, I am," which is the Jesus way to tell him he is the Messiah. At this point, the Jews pick up stones to throw, and Jesus slips away. Then Jesus heals a blind man, on a Sunday, no less. But the man was born blind, which his disciples and others ask, "Who sinned, the blind man or his parents?" Jesus spits in the dirt, puts it on his eyes, and tells him to go wash. The man comes back healed and says, "Lord, I believe." And then the fight is on. The Pharisees don't believe he was blind to begin with and send for his parents. This all brings us to today's gospel. Anyone who does not enter the sheep's pen by the gatekeeper. If you watched the Masters 2 weeks ago, you may have noticed how beautiful the course was. The flowers, the trees, perfect blue water. There's an entrance gate there too. What you may not know is that the course is a private club. Somewhere around 300 members. It closes right after the completed and does not open again until October. You see, it's too hot to maintain the bent grass. Bent grass is not meant to grow in hot, humid areas. Kentucky bluegrass would have worked, but not bent grass. Bent grass is susceptible to blight, disease, and blight can destroy a green in less than 2 days. Bent grass is used because the original designer of Augusta decided that it was perfect, a perfect surface to play on, and it is. When it's cut to 1/8 of an inch, it's perfect. So it was decided that Augusta would have bent grass, regardless that it would have to be completely weeded every year. Cost was not a factor. You and I cannot go to Augusta. We're not members. We would need a limited ticket or to be the guest of a member. We couldn't even volunteer to help. 260 professional certified groundkeepers come from all over the world to work all night, unpaid, to get the course ready for the tournament each day. They replace every divot, damaged area, mow and roll the greens twice. The fairways are mowed, the pins are moved, the bunkers are fluffed and raked, even the sand is not regular sand. It's ground quartz that at the cost of $10,000 a ton. The water is dyed to be perfect blue. The azaleas are blooming because they've been either heated or cooled to make sure they bloom at the perfect time. I don't know about you, but I would like to be let through that gate just to see it in person. During the tournament, rules are strictly enforced. There's no electronic devices, no cell phones, not even in your pocket or purse. You can bring a collapsible chair that marks your spot each day, but there are no autographs, no running, no sitting on the grass. You must be dressed appropriately, no bare feet, no hats turned backward, cannot bring your own food, and no bags larger than 10 by 10. I'm sorry, kids. Sharon cannot give away candy. All the transactions are cashless. Plus, you can only leave and re-enter one time. Augusta is considered heaven to pro golfers. They even have an Amen corner. So according to John, at his course, or pasture, Jesus says he is the gatekeeper. And just like the masters, you must enter through the gate. If you try to enter any other way, you are a robber and a thief. At the masters, you will be removed for rule violations. If caught, escorted off the property, and masters are identified as patrons. But they are really more like sheep, following a set of rules, lest they be identified as a thief or a robber. We, who are believers in Jesus, are called sheep. Of all the animals in the world, lions, eagles, or bears, we get to be sheep. That's what John is telling us. We must come to the reality of who we are. We're old, rich, poor, male, female. We are simply mean, stubborn, and prone to wander off, defenseless sheep. But it gets worse. Sheep are followers. They will follow other sheep, even to the slaughter or over a cliff. Sheep remember faces. They recognize other sheep and even human faces. They remember who treats them well and who handles them roughly. Sheep find safety in numbers. They stick close together while grazing. They will most often be with four or five other sheep. Sheep rarely walk in a straight line. By tracking first to one side and then the other, this allows them to always see behind them. They can spot danger up to 1,500 yards away. And last but not least, sheep are surprisingly animals. Everything seems to stick to them. Bugs, weeds, dirt, and worse. Clumping together, hanging. It's not a very flattering picture when we think of the people of God being compared to sheep. But there we are, just like sheep. We follow others. We tend to remember old hurts and hold grudges. We run away from potential encounters, hide in our homes, look at who's calling to see if we really want to answer. We want to stick with the same four or five people we know best. We are always looking back at our own mistakes, but mostly other people's mistakes, making it hard to move forward the open gate, always remembering who hurt us. Finally, we let and attract all the dirt and sin and muck cling to us so we can continue to carry it with us, always remembering. If we look closely at what Jesus is saying, it really isn't about sheep at all. He's talking about the shepherd. Remember, he just gave sight to the man born blind, who had never seen Jesus, but he recognized his voice. The Pharisees, who should have recognized him first, were blind. Modern-day shepherds in the Middle East can be heard leading their distinctive call. That shepherd can lead over 200 head through a valley by slowly walking in front of them, giving his 10-second call roughly every 40 seconds. Just like Jesus, there's a lot of consistent, repetitive calling. He is repeatedly, consistently reminding us of where he is and where he wants us to go. Jesus gives us a figure of speech by calling himself the gate, and to be sure we hear him, he says it twice. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will go out and find green pasture and will have life abundantly. How do we enter life? Well, this is where being sheep pays off. We enter through the true gate by knowing the shepherd's distinctive call, by hearing it repeatedly and frequently. I used to really hate the liturgy, but now I kind of get it. Every Sunday, same thing, over and over, the word of the Lord. I'm learning to hear the voice of Jesus. That's how we recognize our shepherd's voice. We practice listening to it in personal devotion time, in prayer, while we wander or at work, or the liturgy. Other voices will compete for our attention, but if we practice listening together as a community for what God is calling us to do, life will be better. Abundant life isn't the goal. It isn't some after-death future promise. It is the result of following Jesus. Abundant life starts when we repent of our sins and look to the shepherd who has been there all along. It's as simple as saying, "I'm sorry, forgive me." Like good sheep, we stick together and we value our place in the flock, supporting each other in our journey towards Christ-likeness. It's possible to be a believer in isolation, but it's not recommended. Like, you can play in the Masters if you make the cut. You can play without a caddy. Carry your own clubs for 72 holes, 18 per day, 4 days in a row. But why not let the caddy, or in this case, the Savior, carry your load? No matter if we come dirty, as all sheep do, the shepherd will wash us clean. The gate that Jesus is holding open to a pasture that doesn't need 260 people to make it perfect each night is perfect right now. And it's open for all those who want in. No special pass, no money or credit card will work here. You only have to hear the Savior's voice. He's calling all of us, regardless of our handicaps. Everyone makes the cut if they choose to. And once you make this choice, you're a member forever. Even if you play around where you are consistently out of bounds or in the water or lose your ball altogether, there is always a place for you. So come. One more thing. When you hear the shepherd's voice, remember that there are other sheep around you, your friends, your family, and children. They're further back. They're following you.
Please join us for the hymn of the day, 789, "Savior Like a Shepherd, Lead Us."
Thank you.
Please rise in confession of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our broken world, let us pray for the needs of all creation. Shepherding God, draw all people to yourself and lead them in the paths of righteousness. Embolden your church to enter valleys of the world and guide us beside the still waters of your grace. We pray for military and prison chaplains serving near and far. Merciful
God,
Creator God, by the resurrection of your Son, show us your steadfast love and instruct our hearts in your ways. Help us to revere and protect the wonders of your creation. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Righteous Judge, strengthen up and uphold those who work for justice and advocate for human rights. Bring an end to oppression and save us from the temptation of violence or vengeance. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Great Physician, walk with those who are grieving and anoint those who are ill or injured. Those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Restore them to health of body, mind, and spirit. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Good Shepherd, continually seek us out as lambs of your flock and form us into a community where all are honored and cared for. Spread a feast before us and fill our cups to overflowing. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Living God, we praise you for the saints who have died in faith and now dwell in your love. At our end, bring us with them to our heavenly home. Merciful God, receive our prayer. God, power, use us and those prayers to proclaim the good news of a new life to all the world through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Oh yeah? It said the shepherd knows his sheep, right? So Shane knew his sheep. So it said in the prayer today, he knows your name. But, you're right. You know, a lot of people.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the fourth Sunday of Easter. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting in person, and today, and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Chuck Strom Jr., Alex Teedy, and Evan Gallegos. Join us this Monday for AF Daily Bread. The Lions Club is hosting our next community meal this Monday, April 27th, from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and they'll be serving up a delicious menu of Sloppy Joes, coleslaw, French fries, and ice cream for dessert. Everyone is welcome, and we can't wait to see you there. Are there any other announcements not in the worship bulletin or corrections to the ones in it? No? Okay. Offering will be collected at this.
Pray. Blessed are you, O God, through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Recessional hymn is number 834, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.